I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to tell you about a show that I absolutely love. It's called the Girl, Relax, and Trust God podcast. As many of you know, I have been mentoring Christian podcasters all this year, working with some phenomenal women on helping them launch their God-given platforms and really get their message out to the masses. And so it's an honor to introduce to you another show by one of my amazing mentees, Janique Price. The Girl Relax and Trust God podcast is for women ready to reclaim their peace and their joy by trusting in God's plan. This show is for women who struggle with overthinking, busyness, perfectionism, and stress from carrying a heavy mental load because of all of her responsibilities. She's often the one that gives the advice and is the listening ear. She is the strong friend. And so this show is for her. This show is for you. This show is definitely for me. It's been an honor to watch Janique cultivate this show and go through her own process so that she can be able to connect with the woman that she's speaking to on this platform. Now, this episode I'm getting ready to play for you is called Girl, Eliminate the Noise. This episode is all about deepening the practice of surrendering to the Lord, especially in this world that we have full of distractions. Janique specifically highlights how fear and the desire for control often prevent us from fully surrendering, leading to stress and overwhelm. She draws inspiration from Mark 4:35-36, where Jesus leaves the crowd behind, emphasizing the importance of retreating from distractions in order to reconnect with God. I love this podcast. I know that you're going to love it too. It's available right now everywhere you get your podcast. But without further ado, check out this episode from the Girl, Relax, and Trust God podcast. The link to subscribe is in the show notes.
Welcome to Girl, Relax, and Trust God, a faith-based podcast for women ready to reclaim their peace and joy by trusting in God's plan. This is for women who struggle with overthinking, busyness, perfectionism, and the stress from carrying a heavy mental load because of all of her responsibilities. She's often the one that gives the advice and the listening ear. She is the definition of strength. She shows up for everyone and everything with care and concern and wants the same reciprocated. Each week, we will discuss real-life topics, share real stories, and deep dive into scriptures to help strengthen your faith. Remember, you are seen, you are loved, and with God by your side, you can truly relax and trust the path He has for you. If this resonates with you, join me, your host, Janique Price, on this journey of reclaiming your peace and joy by trusting God to see you through it all. This is Girl, Relax, and Trust God. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Girl, Relax, and Trust God, a podcast for women ready to reclaim their peace and joy by trusting in God's plan. I'm your host, Janique, and I am super excited for today's episode as a continuation to last week's episode, which was Girl, Be Still. So I'm just going to jump right into it. And something that I mentioned last week was that season one is all about surrender. And this has been a theme in 2024 for it seems like a lot of different women. I know that was the theme for Woman Evolve, and just a lot of women in my circle have just been talking about just like the power of surrendering. And from my experience, I haven't really had a lot of peace in different areas of my life because I wasn't fully surrendering to God. Again, I was relying on my own strength instead of God's strength. And that was my first mistake. I was trying to operate in my own power. I wanted to control the outcome. I didn't want to release control. And quite frankly, when I think about it, I was probably just afraid of probably the timeline, like, no, God, you got to do this faster, or this is moving too fast, or just afraid of the outcome being something that I probably thought deep down inside I probably could not live up to. So there are different reasons why we don't surrender. And that's a different topic for a different day. But I wanted to just continue from last week and go a little bit deeper with that same scripture from Mark. And the scripture again is Mark 4, 35 through 41. But I wanted to focus on Mark 4, 35 and 36. Again, the New Living Translation. And it says, "As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's cross to the other side of the lake.' So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind." And I mentioned before that I like Mark's account of this story where Jesus calms the storm because of one particular part where it says leaving the crowds behind. And Jesus was known for always like retreating in solitude. He would, after he performed miracles or when he was fasting, he would always go off on his own to pray for extended periods of time, for 40 days, just depending on whatever was happening. So leaving the crowds behind was something that stuck out to me. And just thinking about just the name of the show, Girl, Relax and Trust God, and reclaiming peace and joy. Oftentimes we are surrounded by our family, our friends, work. We are consuming content from social media. We are listening to a ton of podcasts, probably reading a bunch of self-help books. And I know you're probably thinking, Janique, you have a podcast. What are you saying? But what I am saying is that we are sometimes stressed and overwhelmed because of everything around us, because we are distracted with music, with TV, with social media, with other people's problems. We are distracted by all of the thoughts that run through our minds daily. I was doing some research, and depending on where you look, multiple articles said that the average person has between 45,000 to about 70,000 thoughts per day. And I saw another article that said 6,000. I'm like, okay, those are like, that's a huge range. And so whether it's 6,000 or 50,000, there are so many thoughts that we think per day. Add on top of that, things that we're seeing on social media, things that we're seeing on the news, this election cycle, everything that's happening in the world. We're just so consumed with so many different things. Like, how can we have peace? How can we relax when there are so many things that's coming at us on a daily basis? If you have your own business, you're thinking about like your business goals and your clients and customers. If you're a wife, if you're a mom, you're thinking about all the things that you have to do for your family. If you own pets, if you, whatever it is, whatever your responsibilities, there are so many things that's consuming our mind. And so how do we actually have time to focus on becoming better? How do we have time to strengthen our relationship with God if we are just continuously being distracted by all the noise that's around us? And so you have to eliminate the noise. You have to eliminate the noise. You have to move away from the crowds. You have to turn off your notifications. You have to put on your do not disturb. You have to limit all of the things that you are consuming. Because if you're consuming everything but God's word, of course you're going to be stressed. Of course you're going to be overwhelmed. Of course you're going to only think about things like, oh my gosh, inflation. Oh my gosh, it costs so much to do this. Oh, I have these goals, but I also have to pay these bills. Like, yes, those are things that are reality. But if we're only focusing on the negative, if we're only focusing on the things that we don't have, if we're only focusing on what's not happening, and we're not going to God to say, thank you for what I do have. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my health. But also go to God and say, you know what? This is what's causing me to stay up at night. We have to be real with ourselves. And we can't forget that God already knows. He knows our hearts. He knows our thoughts. He knows our future. And I think we sometimes forget, and that causes us to pause when it comes to surrendering. It's just like, you know what? I don't think I'm ready, or I want to get this together. I want to get that together. God already knows. He knows our, he knew us before we were in our mother's womb. He knew us. And so we can't be afraid to go to him unashamed and just share like, you know what? This is what's happening. This is how I feel. Lord, I need you. I need your help. And this is something that I think as women, specifically millennial women, we try to operate in our own strength and not God's strength. And again, that causes us to feel that stress, to feel that overwhelm.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
And so today I want to share a framework that I learned, I want to say back in 2016, we were doing a professional development around some restorative practices. And I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole around restorative practices. But basically, we were just talking about strategies to de-escalate situations with students and things of that nature. De-escalate ourselves if there is like ever some type of confrontation or anything like that. And as I was preparing for this episode, it reminded me of this strategy and this acronym that I'm going to share with you all. And this is also one of the frameworks that we're going to use during this podcast because it's very simple. The framework is STOP. S-T-O-P. And it stands for stop. That's the S. Stop. Like literally stop moving. Sit down. Stand still. Stop the physical movement for a second. Because when we are distracted, we feel like we just got to keep moving. We have to be busy. And if we just stop moving, that's going to give us time to, one, regulate ourselves and be still to really hear from God. So the S again stands for stop. So literally stop moving, sit down, stand still, but do not move. The T is take a breath. And I didn't realize that I was not intentionally breathing until someone told me to breathe. I was just like, oh, wait, I am not like intentionally breathing. And so do some deep breathing. And there are a bunch of different strategies for that. And this is something that I actually model for my daughter when she's about to have a tantrum or she's dysregulated and everything like that. I model for her just some deep breathing and just breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. But like deep breath, because you need to regulate your nervous system because all of the noise that's happening around you, it's just like, oh my gosh, it's too much. I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed. Like, I need to calm down. And deep breathing will help you with that. So take about 3 or 4 deep breaths, inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Something that one of my line sisters actually taught me that she does with her son, and this is what I do with my daughter too, is to smell the roses and blow out the candles. And that is a strategy that you can use to do some deep breathing. Again, smell the roses, inhale. Blow out the candles. Exhale. So that's the T. Take a breath. The O, observe. Observe your thoughts. Observe your feelings. Observe your physical nature, your physical feelings, and write them down or speak them out loud. And so the O, observe, is very important because now that you've stopped moving, you took a deep breath to like regulate yourself. Like, what are you actually feeling? Do you feel stressed? Do you feel sad? Do you feel anxious? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel nervous? Do you feel scared? Observe how you feel. Observe your thoughts. Like, oh my gosh, I have so many things that I need to do. I feel overwhelmed because my to-do list just keeps on growing. Observe your thoughts and observe your feelings and either speak them out loud, write them down, use your notes app. But you need to really start documenting these things so that you can actually process it. And the P, there are 2 words for P, but the first one is pray. Find a scripture based on your feelings and pray that scripture over that feeling. So for example, if I feel stressed, I might say something like, Lord, I feel stressed right now, but I know your word says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's Matthew 11:28. And so, Lord, I pray for rest and to prioritize my to-do list. I pray for stronger communication so I can ask for help. I pray that my loved ones are sensitive to my needs and can offer help. Lord, reveal to me what can be removed from my plate. You have to pray. You have to speak the word over yourself. You have to know God's word. That is the only way you are going to get through these feelings and start to be at peace by speaking his word over your life. And after you pray, you proceed. You go on and you do the things that you need to do. You don't just like continue to just like stand still or sit down unless you need a minute. But then it's like, all right, you know what? I prayed. Let me go ask for help. Let me go find a person that I can delegate this task to. Let me see what I can remove off my plate just based on what I just prayed to God for help for. And so, again, the acronym is STOP. S-T-O-P. You stop. You take a breath. You observe. You pray and proceed. Because we know that God does not want us to be stagnant. We have to move. We have to put our faith in action. We have to just continue to do the things that we need to do. Even with all the noise that's happening around us, when we stop, when we take a breath, when we regulate ourselves, when we observe what we're feeling, when we speak that out loud, we have to be honest with what we are feeling. We have to be honest with God. You cannot lie to God. You cannot lie to God. He already knows. And it is such a freeing feeling when you speak or you write exactly how you feel. It lifts a burden off of you. And that's just been my experience when I finally get honest with, like, you know what? I don't have to come to God thinking that I'm perfect. I don't have to come to God with everything together. Because if I did, if I was perfect, if I had everything together, then I wouldn't need him. And so, again, you observe what you are feeling, you observe your thoughts, and you speak that out loud. You write it down. Then you pray. You find a scripture based on what you are feeling, what you are experiencing, and you pray that over yourself. And then you proceed because you know that God is not a man that he shall lie. He is going to comfort you. He is going to provide for you. He's going to protect you. He is going to heal you. And you do the things that you know he is calling you to do because you are connected to him. You are in communication with him. You're praying. You're being honest about what you're feeling and what's keeping you up at night, what your troubles are. You do not have to hide. You do not have to hide from God. And so when you eliminate the noise, when you eliminate those distractions, when you really just retreat and go into solitude and really connect with God, you are going to start to feel the peace that surpasses our understanding. We have to be intentional about eliminating the noise, the people, the places, the things. If you cannot call that friend, or if you know you cannot go into your work cafeteria or the teacher's lounge, or if you know that you need to unfollow a couple of pages on social media, do what you need to do to be intentional about eliminating the noise around you. When you eliminate the noise as much as possible, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't, but now you have a strategy on how you can work within that noise. But you have to give yourself that time and space to really connect with God and be honest with God about where you are, what you're feeling, and what you need help with. He is our Father. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to connect with him. He wants us to do these things. We cannot be afraid. This is a step towards surrendering, knowing that you cannot do it on your own. You can only do it with him. With God by your side, you can accomplish any and everything. Only God can give us the peace that we are seeking. So when you are feeling stressed and overwhelmed from all of the noise, from the distractions, from the people, the places, the things, even yourself. Because as an overthinker, I know that the articles I found, I'm pretty sure that my thoughts are double that because I'm always overthinking. I have to stop. I have to remember to stop. Again, stop, take a breath, observe, pray, and proceed. I hope this episode has blessed you and that this framework will bless you and that this framework will be helpful to you. As you eliminate the noise to connect with God, please subscribe and share this episode with your friends and loved ones. And I will leave you with this. Girl, relax and trust God. Until next time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.